Welcome to Sitting on the Couch with the Comedy Convicts, where we have unfiltered conversation with trained comedians. I'm your host, Sharonda Jacobs.
Bougie motherfucker, I'm here. Okay, you ready?
Welcome everyone to Sitting on the Couch with the Comedy Convicts. I'm your host, Sharonda Jacobs, along with
Lady Tuesday Littleton.
Keep looking around more for her raggedy ass phone.
This is an iProtein. Go ahead.
iProtein.
And I'm Cedric the Dead, aka Big Ced.
iPhone 13 Pro Max. It is raggedy.
Let's talk about that.
Why
do people?
Because I got it for free.
Hold on.
Why do people
judge people by their phone?
I don't know. Because if it was up to me, I have a flip phone.
I got a flip phone.
I'm talking about the old kind of flip phones, the ones that first came out.
Like
the ones you can drop like 90
times. But you
know,
I still had a StarTech.
My children are the ones that said, Mama, you need an iPhone. So I've got an iPhone 4. But me personally, I don't need all that. I just need something that can dial out.
Now I have a Galaxy Note 20. And a lot of people say, why you got a Note? Because I can write on my phone. I can do all that. So then people judge you. I got an iPhone. My phone better than yours. I wouldn't give a fuck what kind of phone you got. My shit calls and dials. That's all I need.
But you know what, though, big bro?
What's up?
These cell phones, man, is getting kind of out of hand because
they're rip-off.
Whatever happened to catch me when I get home? See, cell phones, you really got access to your personal space. Everybody got access at you anytime.
Your whole life.
Yeah. And if you don't answer the fucking phone, motherfuckers got attitude.
Yeah.
Because they can see if you on Instagram, they can see if you on Facebook, they can see if you on any social media.
They can see your light light up.
That's why I like a pager.
Damn.
I still have them, but
man,
411 was hell.
I'm gonna tell you, I like that sky pager.
I remember
that two-way. That
431.
I like the star.
43 LLO. Okay. Hello.
But the best phone in the world was the Nextel.
I remember them. I used to twerk.
I got one for y'all. Y'all ain't gonna remember this. I am JJ. I'm the owner. I'm the king of Evos. Y'all remember that?
Hell no.
That was Nokia.
My man.
That was Nokia.
Mm-hmm. You never heard of JJ the king of beepers?
No.
You're not from LA, huh?
I never heard of that.
But see, very much so.
Yeah, JJ was the shit back in the day.
But I'm not from LA.
Everybody had pagers back in the day. Everybody had Nextel. Nextel was the best phone you have because you can talk to a motherfucker in Hawaii.
Yep.
You can talk to a motherfucker in China.
That's
Nextel.
So I remember I used to get on there and twerp and cuss my ex-husband. I would cuss his ass out. He would just turn it down ignorant bitch.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
But see, the thing about it is, I still have that phone too.
You still have your pager?
I still have everything. I got all my shit. I don't throw nothing away because you never know.
I lost my pager.
It may come back in style one day. Because, doctors still use pagers at the hospital.
Yeah.
I had hookup back then.
You ain't no doctor.
I got to tell y'all a quick story.
You ain't no doctor.
I still had hookup.
So get rid of that goddamn
pager. I'm going to tell y'all a quick story.
Back in the day, Snoop Dogg, he used to text me and he would, it was like page me.
Yeah.
He would put 187.
That's murder.
At the end. Mm-hmm.
Murder in case you gave me.
So,
go ahead.
What does that mean?
1998.
He gonna murder your
twat. That pages was still in. So, I actually, when I got in trouble on my case, I went to jail. And last thing I knew was pager. Mm-hmm. So, I'm getting ready to come home. 2004, I'm telling my brother, I need my stuff. I said, hey, man, don't forget to give me a pager. And nigga said, nigga, ain't nobody got no pages no more. Nigga, they old cell phone. I said, what?
But see.
Oh, and I know somebody that did 30 years. Wow. And when they came home, they thought you still used minutes. Now, I don't want to bring up your minutes. It's going back at 9 o'clock.
Because you really have to when you lock down. Shoe. Yeah, but when you lock down, you don't know what day it is. You don't know what time it is. You know what year it is.
Well, now they have tablets.
Unless you ask
stuff,
people.
You know, they got tablets and stuff now.
Because now they want people to
give
be educated.
Give me my sock and my rubber glove bag.
Because people want to be educated. Gross. People want to be educated now. They talk about prison reform. That's where they get more money from. It's all a game.
It's all a game.
It's all a game in prison. Even in county jail, it's a game. Because all this money that goes into the county system or to the prison system, they get none of that. Yeah, they're going to give you education because they want you to come out and be educated. They want you to be dumbfounded.
They're not going to give you no education.
No,
but
we know that.
But that isn't that like the hidden rules of slavery or something like that? It's like they had to abolish slavery, but they snuck it in under.
But slavery is not abolished in all states in the United States, and that's what people don't realize.
No,
Nevada, in the state of Colorado, in the state of, I think it's Oklahoma, and there's two other states. I got to think. Let me think. Wisconsin and Mississippi, I think those were the five. They still have where slavery, well, Mississippi just abolished. Mississippi just abolished slavery in 2019.
Yeah.
But those other states have never abolished slavery. I say people going to move to Vegas and all the other places, and they going to make your ass a slave again. Well, see, I'll be one of the slaves.
If you're Colorado, that's okay.
They'll beat me. I would have got beat down.
But see, the other thing about it is, you may not abolish it, but ain't nobody falling for that bullshit no more. You got too many crazy ass black folk. You got too many crazy ass Mexicans. You got too many crazy ass Asians are not falling for that slavery bullshit. That's why the white folks is making these houses out far dirt cheap for these niggas and these Mexicans and all these motherfuckers can move out farther. And then once they move out, they can't move back in.
But watch this though, brother. You cannot. Remember this, who all y'all homeowners out there, they can't get us out if y'all don't sell y'all houses.
Yeah, but they selling them because they offering them the money. Yeah, you see, one thing about black folks.
But they have eminent domain too.
Yeah, but they take the money.
That's the thing.
Somebody comes to you and say your house worth $400,000. Like I was looking at this thing on the internet. When black folks want to get a loan or they want to sell their house, an appraiser come, they appraise the black person's house lesser than the white people out. So what they do, they send a white person in there.
Hey, Ms. Davis.
In a black person's house and get their house appraised to hire. Mm. You know, that's the sad shit you got to do.
That's
a
game.
But at the end of the day, like you say, we as a people, you know, your grandma, your big mama, didn't have that house her whole entire life.
And they sell her house.
As soon as she died, they want to sell the shit.
Yeah, they want to sell her house because they want
money. That's big mama's house. You got to keep that shit. You got to keep it.
But you got to always remember, money ain't shit. You can have $10,000 in your pocket right now, and what's the first you're going to think out there? I'm going to buy me a goddamn Louis Vuitton purse. And I'm just saying. People do that shit. Like when
that's
we got, those,
that's
like
black
when we got them government checks, when we got that Obama check, when we got that goddamn every
PPO,
check, every fucking check we got, when we got all this fucking money.
Nobody was taught how to invest.
Yes.
Rich dad, poor dad, read the book.
But that's why we as adults have to educate people that want to be educated. Because you cannot force education on nobody.
No, but you got to teach your kids how to do generational wealth.
Yeah, how to save
money. And if you didn't have money and you didn't set up them to have money, it's just going to be a continued cycle of not having money.
Like my daughter, you know, my older kids couldn't get what my youngest daughter get now and my grandson.
Did you set them up for generational wealth?
I couldn't because child support. They mama wanted child support. Instead of seeing my kids have a bank account, they wanted that money.
But what about insurance? Do you have life insurance on them?
On my kids?
Yeah.
Hell no.
Why?
For what?
What if they
because
die?
Because
they die, I'll be just like the Mexicans. Car wash. Arriba. Car wash. Arriba.
Working at the car wash.
But you know what's so funny?
No, but insurance is the best bet. Yeah. You get insurance.
Yeah.
Speaking of
you can
car
borrow
wash
on that.
And fundraising, I'm on Century and Crenshaw.
Huh?
And you know, at the light, they know my people die. And I was just about to give the lady some money, but then at the picture, the girl was in back. Lady, I said, ain't that about a bitch?
She wasn't a twin.
Don't give them money to them people, man. No, that's a scam.
That's
man.
A game, too.
Now, that's something I ain't finna do. I'm not finna stand on no corner and do
see,
no goddamn car wash
but the thing
for
about
nobody.
It, the thing about it is
do a
like,
fish fry.
We have
I ain't
to,
even doing a fish
no,
fry.
No. We have to do, like you say, teach our kids about money, how to save money. You ain't got to put it in the bank. You ain't, because bank ain't gonna give you no, fuck it. You can have $10,000, they ain't gonna give you $1 of interest a year. Them motherfuckers so goddamn cold. They got all your money, but you don't get shit back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you have to, like I said, you have to invest.
You have to
you
invest
have to
into like
in
some
an IRA or a
yeah.
CD.
You know what? I wanted. Okay, I had. This back. Is all the shit I had. I had IRA.
You have 401k?
No, county don't have 401k. They have a lifetime retirement plan. Mm. So, no, I say that because.
But can you borrow from
you know,
it?
Off my horizon, yes. But see, the thing about it is, people don't understand a 401k. you once you get finished, your 401k run out, your job don't pay you no more. Mm-hmm. Now Keith Moore's job, once my money don't run out till I die. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I have a pension plan. That means county take care of me until the day I die. Not to the day that my money run out. Like I work 42 years, if I live another 30 years, I still get a check. My mom still gets a check.
Yeah, that's a pension.
No, yes, but a lot of people get 401k, their money stops at a
does
certain
that
time.
Does that include drinking too?
No.
That include drinking? No. Sugar D. Hey, Sugar D, that includes drinking.
That's extra.
Sugar D.
That's
guy.
Extra.
That's what I work for. More like it's 65. Sugar Daddy going full fledged. Hustling. Because somebody needs something. Sugar Daddy, I need some heels. Are you fucking? So I don't give a damn what y'all say, 65. I never knew what a sugar daddy was until I got
so. So wait a minute. So if Miss Tudor say, I need a jump.
She fucking? Goddamn, my battery cost, goddamn it.
Sugar daddy, I got a fucking jump. I got a fucking jump.
You are listening to Sitting on the Couch with the Comedy Convex.
I went to go pay my cell phone bill today, right? Uh-huh. And it was like X amount of dollars, and there was some change on it. And I said, oh, here's the dollar amount. I didn't have the change. And the guy says, do you want to pay on your card? You want to put the difference on your card? I said, hell no.
Hold difference up. On your card?
I said, hold up. And there was a guy in there. And I said, excuse me, let me borrow a dollar. And he was just like, here. And so I gave it to him. And I said, see, that's the benefits of being a real woman. It's not a lot of us left.
Ooh.
God damn it.
Tuesday in the building.
I would have been at that gas station, god damn it. You would have got $2 for a tip.
See, he talking about are you fucking? No.
Tip
but you still going to do what I need you to do.
Ooh. Sugar, now you heard that? Say it again, Tuesday.
I said, are you fucking? No. But you still going to do what I need you to do.
And I will. It ain't about the ass, you know what I'm saying? So if I can be your friend, I can walk with
he
you.
He's trying to fuck your mind. Hey, he's trying to fuck your mind.
Yeah.
He a smooth dude, right?
Hold on. I'm going to tell you a story right now. Look, now we all comics, right?
I'm not.
No, not you. We're talking about we all comics. Me, yeah. Said, and Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So me and Tuesday, we was at Taco Tuesday, right? So this dude was owner.
Oh, we was there. That was me and
you. I know. That nigga was owner, right?
Yeah.
She said she did.
Owner. And old boy, he mad at me. How the fuck you gonna get mad at me? I'm her friend.
He don't know that though. You still him.
He knew money. That because we told him. That motherfucker, you know how the nigga.
But you might have still been his friend. You could have been a benefit. You could have been a cut buddy.
Yeah, but no, he was thinking.
You could have been one of them friends that was a cut buddy. You know what a cut buddy is?
Hell no.
A cut buddy is somebody that y'all just have sex, but y'all don't have no relationship. And
you
do what you want to do.
Oh, no. Bullshit
no.
That.
We don't do that.
I don't
he
do that
said,
shit. We don't do that.
He said a dude is not gonna be your friend.
Listen to it.
He's trying to wait so he can get himself some.
You trying to wait?
That's what he's waiting around for. To get some.
These motherfuckers.
If he haven't got none.
See, one thing
he waiting look, around to get
one
some.
One thing about people don't realize. I'm a man. Brothers get so fucking jealous. Listen. I'm a transvestite.
I'm checking you.
I'm a transvestite, y'all wanna know.
Okay, come on, tell us about the men.
Men, well, like if men said hanging out, right? And we got a cool-ass friend.
They have my son called.
We got a cool-ass friend that we hang out with. Mm-hmm. Dudes are jealous because she's with us.
Yeah, sure.
So these niggas are trying to holler and trying to throw salt in our motherfucking game. Nigga, you got to throw salt in our game. Our shit is already tight, nigga. Can we tell jokes together, nigga?
Yep.
You can tell jokes?
No, I tell motherfucking material.
Oh, okay. Well, that's neat to know.
I mean, you know what? Just to piggyback off that, niggas.
What's the deal with that salty?
But niggas are so lame.
They salty, man. They fucking salty.
That's because niggas are so lame. Cause
niggas ain't got no game.
They don't got no game.
And the
that's on their mama.
And the bad thing about it is like, no man really wants to be around a woman that ain't attractive, and no woman wants to be around a man that ain't really attractive. You know, because you got to always remember, It's nothing. Everybody got some kind of looks and somebody some kind of default in their body. Everybody. I don't give a fuck. You find a motherfucker. You may have some badass fucking feet when you take them shoes off. And that fucks up the whole motherfucker.
Speaking of feet, last week. Speaking of feet, last week.
You done gave us some material.
Said, me and your feet was so.
They said if you was ashy as a motherfucker, they'd kick a rock and the goddamn start a fire. And
no, it's hard to start. My shit was so ashy, it looked like I had white socks on.
Shit. I didn't want to say that. Our feet was ashy as hell. I'm about to talk about your feet, and then I looked, I was like, shit, my feet was ashy too.
But see, the thing about it is, but it's always some kind of fault in somebody. You get what I'm saying? Mm. Everybody can be, but to me, I love all women. Mm. I don't care if you ugly, whatever. You my friend. And ain't nobody gonna disrespect you as my friend. Right. I don't give a fuck. Right. If you cool with me, I'm cool with you.
So speaking of that, I had an incident happen at work one time. So
somebody finally took that bag off your face and followed out your ass when you like you would. We getting your ass like y'all got it. You goddamn right. Y'all got us last week,
Debbie. That nigga coming for me today.
You goddamn right.
That nigga coming for me today.
Today is El Sharanda.
It's El Sharanda.
It's El Sharanda.
This motherfucker done told everybody I got a wig on. What the fuck?
But you know what? The thing about it is, it's like, we all family here.
Yeah.
No, we ain't family no more.
See, you done cut the ties.
That's good. I still talk about your motherfucking ass. I don't give a fuck. You done cut the ties. Everybody is no. But see, people don't understand, when you go out with friends and you got people trying to talk to them, don't hate on the one she's with.
See, he didn't know we was together. But he thought we met that night, and he said that.
But that's not his motherfucking business if he knew together or not. If you want to holler at a nigga, don't throw salt in my game.
But he saw you bringing me food and the drink, and he was like, oh,
damn, I slipped up.
Got to it before.
No, I remember, because I went and got y'all food and broke
the door. No. What I'm saying is, old boy said, damn, he's slipping.
Yeah.
He didn't do that shit. You should have offered when you first sat down there with him.
And when he walked me out to the car, he's like, damn, he going to get the last talk because he walking her out to the car.
But I told
you. You know, he was on that domino table.
Tootsie, look at that nigga. Look at that nigga. He keep looking at you.
You should have twerked on his ass.
Look, no. Tootsie was dancing with his ass. He got sprung that goddamn quick.
But
and then she going to come tell me.
He was a talker. I don't do talkers.
Tootsie say, see, nigga, you better stay close to me and niggas gonna get me. I said, I wouldn't give a fuck. They can have you.
Yeah, that's how he played it. So he can keep his heart intact. He's trying to look like a player. He's like, I don't give a fuck. Yeah,
see,
you do.
When I go out with people, I don't give a fuck. Talk to them. That's your thing, man. But don't throw salt in the man's game that is, you don't know what's going on. That could be my sister.
Yep.
And you fucking up already talking about her brother. Nigga, that's one motherfucking, you don't fuck with nobody, brother or sister.
Yeah.
You don't do that.
Yes.
You know, first thing you ask, hey, is that your brother or somebody you know? Oh, no, that's just my homeboy. Then you can throw salt at the weeks later.
But why you gotta be throwing salt?
Because niggas are haters.
Nigga got their friends.
And you got females do the same shit.
Yeah.
Oh, you got females do the same shit.
Look, I don't know anything about that hater shit because don't hate me because you ain't me.
That's
what
I feel.
Say that again.
Don't hate me because you ain't me.
And that's just the way I feel. Don't hate Keith Morris because he that nigga. You get what I'm saying?
That's a non-funny ass comedian. That motherfucker ain't funny. What the fuck?
Well, then why are you my manager then? So that means you ain't a good manager then.
Well, y'all never say I'm sorry as a fucking manager anyway. I'm full of shit as a manager. So let's just keep it real.
Yeah, look, keep it real. Sharonda is she's our girl, you guys. Because if she wouldn't have came to me and say, I want you to man. I mean, it ain't about the money. You stepped to my motherfucking ass.
I don't
you took me
that.
To Palm Springs and got me on the show. So what the fuck?
That was before then. But
and
anyway,
then you got me on the other show, and the motherfucker.
See, you talking to motherfucking much now, because now I'm gonna have peanut ass calling me like, how the fuck you get Keith for another show? You ain't doing for me, and then say gonna be saying,
but see,
I knew
about
y'all was fucking
the
behind
the
stage.
See, the thing about me, you ain't give me no ass. You get peanut.
Workplace.
Romance. Ooh.
Romance.
I'm so tired of fucking peanut and ain't feeling shit. It's just I'm behind the peanut. You're gonna have to step your game up, bro. Because these motherfuckers swear it down, we fucking. So I really need you to step your game up and come to the house.
Yeah.
I need you to come to the house and really handle your business so I can say, yeah, he did hit it.
The thing about it is, it's like, haters need to stop hating.
That's a joke.
No, but they don't. No.
That's what they do. Hate the hate.
Yeah.
You know?
No, but you need haters. That haters keep you motivated step game up. And keep
it does.
You.
But I mean, don't hate when I'm around you, motherfucker. Because I mean, that makes
what
me
you
more...
want them to do? Hate behind your back?
Yeah.
Hate me in my face.
No,
hate me in my face so I know.
You don't know the game. You don't know what's going on.
You are listening to the Comedy Convicts.
Yeah, that's true.
You're watching me. You don't have time to do you because you're watching me do me.
Well, hell, Sid do himself. Somebody be watching him.
No. Right, he do his stuff with Fifi.
Yeah. No, but is that
Fifi
short?
Bag.
Fifi, is that
Felicia.
Short for wifey?
Felicia.
Oh, that's a Felicia.
Sid, you can't say nothing.
All I'm saying is, y'all try.
You
knocked up for 7 years and see what y'all.
No, but you noticed. Hold on. Out of all the podcasts we did, you noticed Darlene ain't Carter. She seen you rolling that goddamn Fifi bag.
Yeah, you got to have that shit.
That's my beautiful fiance.
Well, I'm glad you put all your little Charles Mansons inside of that little bag and zip it up and throw it in the
but
trash.
But he said he ain't got no more kids. They ain't a rubber glove.
Yeah.
He kills
billions and billions of his kids every day.
Hey, OP, you just missed Kenneth.
Well, see, the thing about it is you guys just like, we here to have a good time. It's called Comedy Convicts sitting on the couch with Sharonda Jacobs.
I
call her Jacobs.
You all screwed it all
I know
up.
It is.
Oh, man.
But he got it right this time. He did say Jacobs the right way.
Yeah, they didn't call her Jenkins.
But see
one of the Jenkins girls.
Look, hold on. How the sister said, don't nobody better not bother Miss Jenkins now. Don't bother Miss Jenkins.
You know,
Miss Jenkins.
What? I mean, and I'm just being totally honest and 100. I love fucking working with y'all.
Yeah, we love working with each other. We have a good time.
You,
we have a good time.
Oh, no. I'm tired of you motherfuckers,
no, you're not,
to
because
be
if
honest.
You was, you wouldn't be here right now, would you? Your bullshitting ass.
I mean,
well, the reality is...
No, I do miss our Thursday nights. I really miss our Thursday nights. You know. I remember like the outside when we leave the club, when we all outside.
But we got something brewing, though, y'all.
We got something brewing.
But
right now... I miss Thursday night.
So are we moving to Thursday?
No.
Not that. Not the.
No,
I'm talking about doing
the
comedy
Regency.
Show. Yeah,
no,
the Regency West.
But I'm talking
about. We got something that we got to meet tomorrow that can be.
And think about it. It may be.
Everybody
Wednesday.
Say hello to my friend OP.
It may be Wednesday.
OPP.
Say hello.
Or it may be
other
Sunday.
People. Say hello.
Other people property. OPP.
That's right. Say hi.
But see, the thing about
hi,
it is like. We may go to Wednesdays, may go to Sundays. I don't know yet.
Don't do Sundays.
No, I don't want Sundays, but, you know.
That's the Lord's Day and football.
I know. So we're going to do.
And that's Monday.
We may do Wednesday.
Yeah, I can.
If the guy gives us Wednesday.
Wednesday would work.
Well, I have a foundation meeting that I have to be at on Tuesdays now, so.
You wearing
but
foundation?
It's only once a month.
Okay.
It's only once a month. I'm part of LASD. I'm going back to be part of the foundation board. You say what happens.
She
with
needs to
LSD.
Start stealing money again, you guys.
Again.
I do. I need to steal some money.
Don't
this time I don't know how to get caught.
Mm-hmm.
This time I won't get caught. This time I won't get caught.
Since are they paying you though?
See, you all have been my business. I never let the right hand know what the left hand is doing.
Okay, I just asked you.
Well, because you keep switching them.
Because they do it like this. They do it like this. Look, they like this. They like this. Is trying
I
to
don't give a fuck how lipped it is, but goddamn it, I got you this week.
you didn't get me good
sweet.
This week, but that's all right.
For you, Sharonda.
That's all right. When he go outside, he gonna have four flat tires.
That's all right. Should I just call somebody come get me? Shit, my brother come get me.
Now I'm gonna tell your brother don't come get
he
you.
Come on,
I'm gonna say let the motherfucker walk.
So it's a possibility we gonna move to a different.
Just
day.
It'll be just one. No, we like to just do the
two
month,
shows like we did.
Do two shows
whenever
yeah.
you.
Yeah, whenever I have to go for a foundation meeting. Yeah.
That's cool. That's real good. Give a shout out to Southwest.
Los Angeles Southwest College Cougars. Woo. Mount St. Mary's now. Mount St. Mary's.
Born inside high school.
We ain't talking about the high school. We talking about
high school.
University. So I am a student at Mount St. Mary's.
El Camino
University.
College.
Woo, woo. I can't say that. I'm alumni of Los Angeles Southwest College.
I'm alumni of Morningside High School.
That's where all the dummies went.
The thing about it is.
My brother works at Morningside. My brother Keith Morris, the other Keith Morris, works at Morningside High School.
Is that your brother?
You know that's my fucking brother, the one that used to be a promoter.
Melanie Camacho's
old manager. That is my.
That's your brother.
That's Kenneth's twin.
You bullshit me.
I bullshit you not. Why you think Peanut be saying that's the other Keith Morris sister?
But it's a whole lot of Keith
Morris. It's never down on you.
Yes. So he's not promoting no more?
No, he was Melanie Camacho's manager. Him and Derek Ellis are really, really tight.
And the thing about it is, when you do shows, people just call me, Keith, you doing a show. Nigga, that ain't me.
That's your brother. That's my second oldest brother. That's Kenneth's twin.
Oh, my God. I didn't know that.
Keith and Kenneth. I was saying my brother's name is Keith.
No one I can't stand Jack that ass. Motherfucker.
You better not never. Don't talk about my brother. I can talk about my brothers and talk shit about them, but can't nobody else talk about them. I'll be ready to fight when you talk about my brother.
Say that in the camera.
I'll be ready to fight when you talk about my brother.
Who give a fuck?
Don't say
about
shit
her,
about
brother.
My brother because it will go down. That Eastside Detroit will come out, y'all.
That's your brother.
That Eastside Detroit is a motherfucker.
Is that your brother?
That's my big brother.
Damn. I've been knowing Keith for goddamn.
So he's not promoting no more?
No, he's not doing none of that shit no more.
He called me like a month ago and asked me something about some business.
Because he called me and told me, look, sis, you know she got it. I said, well, damn,
Her brother is Melanie Camacho's ex-manager. Wow. I did not know that, Sharonda.
Yeah.
And Melanie Camacho making money right now.
He need to get back with
her. He jumped out at the wrong time.
But he need to do is give his sister some money.
I don't even know why they stopped working with each other.
I don't know.
Because he was really into Melanie. You know, he really was caring her, you know, helping her out. Like you doing us, helping us out. We ain't doing shit right now, but you helping us out.
So, manager, what we got coming up?
What we got coming up? Tell Peanut, what we got coming up?
See, y'all always trying to put me in the middle of bullshit.
All the time.
Peanut, you know where we stand, baby.
Okay, but tell
I forgot I'm fucking Magic, too, remember?
But I thought Peanut was going through a hot rod.
That's
y'all messy ass fuck. I'm not getting that messy shit.
That is so gossipy.
But we do have a monthly show that we're going to start doing in Vegas. So, Spanky, I'm going to call you because we coming to Vegas.
Yeah.
We'll be doing a show in Vegas
once a month
or maybe twice a month.
But we still got to go down there and check out her place.
Oh, in Vegas. That'll be nice. Eddie Griffin.
But he was just here the other night. They say he had a hell of a show.
Cat Williams should have come too.
They say he had a hell of a show.
Cat Williams is coming. I got to see OB. Who's doing the show for Cat Williams?
But who opened up for Eddie Griffin? Somebody who you told me opened up for Eddie Griffin? Thomas Ward didn't.
No, I don't know. I think it's maybe Mark Prince.
No,
wait a minute, hold on. OP
used to be Stallone.
The guy like OP could really answer me. Like he could say, oh baby. Yeah. But OP, do you know who opening up for
Eddie Griffin in LA?
Eddie Griffin in LA and Cat Williams.
Yeah, I would like to open up for Cat.
Did you motherfuckers go get your passport? Because I've been talking to some people.
I don't know.
That got a show going on in Bahamas and they're gonna need somebody to open. But none of y'all have a passport. I don't understand why black people don't need. Because I asked you Negroes before and y'all ain't have a passport.
But we still can travel without a driver's license.
You cannot. You got a real ID.
Stop being ghetto.
Get your real passport. Damn.
So that's going to be your excuse for not getting into the show?
I got my passport. Oh, high five then. High five. Okay, yeah, but then you got the show. This nigga ain't got it because he ain't got no passport.
I got one.
Peanut ain't even got a driver's license, so I definitely know he ain't got a passport.
If somebody can fill the paperwork out for me, I got a passport.
He worked for General Hospital. You know, they don't have to learn how to read or write. Because Luke and Laura around there doing all
Sister Tuesday, it's always a pleasure. What you got for us?
You guys, you can find me separate from these niggas on Instagram, Blue Widow, BLUWIDOW.
AKA
Hot Cock.
What's your name?
Hot
Cock. I'm trying to get some of that hot cock.
That was a stripper name.
Hot Coochie. I'm trying to get that killer coochie too. No, you tell me yours.
I'm Keith Looking Around Morris, you guys. Y'all can catch me, a.k.a. Thunder D, a.k.a. Look Around, a.k.a. Sugar Daddy, a.k.a.
I got them cheeseburgers.
Y'all can find me on Facebook under Keith Looking Around Morris. You can find me on Instagram under Look Around. Lord, what's that thing, that line, what you call it?
Underscore
Look Around. I don't know that shit. I don't know that shit. I just say fucking little line.
That's why that nigga was selling cheeseburgers on the movie.
What up, y'all? Y'all can find me at all social media, CEDLEDET, aka Side Nigga Said, aka Food Stamp Said. AKA a nigga hungry said, AKA I need some pussy said, AKA my girl said, my shit didn't get up this morning, AKA she said, get up, Bob, get on up, get on the scene. And then she said, come into the stage. When I both got up, come to the stage. It's out of South Central Los Angeles.
It's
Big said. I love it.
Don't believe that bullshit you got. That nigga ain't no Big Sid. That nigga's called Little Sid.
Hey, a nigga fat though? Yeah. But a nigga fat too though.
Look at my two girls look like.
A nigga fat. Ain't nobody said, oh, you little dick motherfucker. It ain't gonna happen.
Well, I ain't gonna happen with me either. It ain't gonna happen with me.
Shut up. My turn. On that note, I am Sharonda Jacobs. I am the manager of these people over here. This is like being in a fucking nut house.
Hey, you want to talk about mental health?
I do want to talk about mental health because that's a subject that should be talked about.
We're going to talk about it.
That's our mental next health. Subject. That's our next show,
because there's so many
health.
People out here struggling with mental health. And there's so many people out here.
And they commit a lot of suicide.
Exactly. And there's a lot of women out here struggling with postpartum depression.
Even the military PD.
Military PTSD is different.
Don't give away the next show.
I'm just saying, what
is that? That's a cliffhanger, though. Let them know. This is what's.
No, you.
Oh, my next God. Week. My bad. Damn.
You gotta get a new. You gotta get a new anchor, man.
No, she gotta get a new wing, nigga. That motherfucker shit.
That wing got her shit tight today.
Now y'all gonna make me go home and make another goddamn wig. Because I made this wig. I'm gonna go home and make me a new wig. Fuck what y'all talking about.
You made that? I thought you bought it at the swap meet.
This is not cheap hair, boo. This is hair by the bundle. Sorry.
That's hair by the bullshit.
By the pound. I paid by the ounce. Fuck y'all. Sorry, step
back. I love y'all, man. Come
no
on.
Fucking ass.
Come on. If say you something go positive to, on, about the dough.
Before you go.
Say if, something positive about the dough.
If you
now.
Go to the funeral home and see some bald-headed ass people.
Or if you go to the ranch and see the divorce ain't got no more hair. I done took his ponytail. Fuck all that shit.
Thank y'all for watching thank Sitting y'all. On the Couch with the Comedy
y'all
Comic.
Y'all have a great day.
And
Lady great evening.
Little Tom.
That's a wrap.
You are next. Hey.
Hey, y'all, you know what? No, no.
Thank you for joining the Comedy Convict Show today. We hope you had a good time. Be sure to join us next week for more unfiltered conversations.